you. Have you ever heard of hams over IP? Go ahead, VE3, IFC.
I could probably, my radio is not a all-star radio per se, but I am connected. It just reminds me of straight up CMR radio. But from my understanding of radio in general, not that great anyway. But I know that the all-star name, I think I can program this radio to do that, but I think I gotta go through some kind of easy bridge or something or other. I remember reading something about that, but there's all kinds of ways to connect for sure, especially in digital games. Grandmaster was just the very first thing that I bumped into when I was learning this stuff, so that's where I'm at right now. But either way, I will send you an email and you can communicate a little bit back and forth, and maybe at some point I can figure out how to get on the All-Star, that's you, Paul.
Well, I won't tie this up any longer, but just a suggestion, if you're comfortable with this, if you're comfortable with the idea, in your email you can send me your phone number. If you're okay with that, then I can phone you and we can start off using Bell Canada. if that works for you, and if you're comfortable with that idea, I'd be happy to give you a phone call, and then we won't tie up this network for too long a time. Are you comfortable with that idea, Fred? Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I'll send you an email and we'll figure this all out. In the meantime, it was super to have made the contact with you, and I'll say 7-3 for now, and let you get back to your breakfast. VA3, XRD, clear and listening.
Well, I'm going to go one more step before I go. If you ever hear me on, or you hear anybody on, like I said before, we try to leave a gap between transmissions. So if you ever hear me on, talking to a bunch of other good guys, jump right in. Give us a call, and you can join the roundtable. I'd be happy to introduce you to a whole bunch of other good people on the radio. So whenever you hear something going on, and if I'm on there, or anybody, as far as that goes, just in the pause, just put your call sign out there, and you can join the party. you'll be with us. Sure, there's a really good bunch of people on this network. Thank you, Fred. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Let's do this again. VE3 India Foxtrot Charlie is clear.
how you doing this morning there, Paul?
How's everything this morning there? They couldn't get back to you there, but he had a phone call there. V1 Charlie Mike Delta.
Well, hooray! Hooray! Ha ha, Corey! You just made my day better. Great to hear from you in Cape Breton. How are you? VE3ISC.
We're doing good, old buddy. We're doing good there. Anyway, we had some blast of rain here yesterday, Paul. You must have guys, I don't know if you guys had any rain, but boy, I never seen it come down. Boy, I'll tell you, we got some pile of rain yesterday. And a lot of thunder and lightning all night, but hey, that wasn't too bad either. We were all good. And HF conditions were pretty good. Yeah, made it into South Africa there yesterday evening there, and the Canary Islands. So, the HF bands weren't the greatest. Pretty good yesterday there, Paul.
Wow, you're a real ham. Good for you, Corey. You're doing it right, that's for sure. Those are good contacts. Awesome. Yeah, it's the luck of the draw, isn't it? Sometimes okay, sometimes okay, but that's part of the fun, isn't it, Corey? It's great to hear you. Wow. I got a great big smile on my face now, Corey. Go ahead.
No, it's all good, pal. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I make a few contacts every day, buddy. Just a few every day, but yeah, all the solar flares and stuff there, pal. And then we're on the down cycle, you know, as the cycle's changing. We're coming down, you know, but the bands weren't the greatest, but no, they were pretty good. And I mean, even that was on meters there. And, I mean, there was even a fellow there. I could hear a fellow talking to Japan, but I couldn't hear Japan. I've talked to Japan before. Yeah, I've talked to her before, actually, me and Enos there. Silent T here, me and Enos made a contact into Japan. But, it's nice to see the band switching up a little bit, Paul. You know, but, yeah, conditions were up and down. I mean, there's always somebody there. There's always somebody there. That's one good thing, but they weren't the greatest. So it was good to hear those guys, right?
Yeah, you know, one of the years ago when I first got my license, one of the nicest things to hear on the radio was CQ, CQ, CQ. Oh, that was music to my ears back in the day, Corey. You hear a station from somewhere calling CQ, CQ, CQ. Oh, dear. Do you remember those days, Corey, when that was music? What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure there, Paul. But it's still busy, right? Still busy, buddy. I don't know how much, if you do any of that at all. But, yeah, it's still quite active here. And as the winter comes around, it'll be good. Even the 160-meter band, the low band, you know, 80 peaks up a little bit. And of course, you know, the 160-meter band is not bad. You know, it's a lot of wire you got to put up to, Paul. Big antenna. I might do a loop here, actually. Might do a loop, maybe before the winter if I get a chance. But, you know, it'll be a lot of wire. You know, it'll be probably 500 feet or more of wire, right? couple acres here, so only got about maybe 300 by 300 cleared. But, you know, I got lots of room if I wanted to put something up. Better than finding the right trees, Paul, I suppose. Back to you, the VE1CMD.
Well, I don't know. Back in the day, we used to talk about an antenna farm. You know, we're all good operators, but we're all good farmers. The antenna farm. Sounds like you got room for an antenna farm. You familiar with that term, Corey? Go ahead.
Yeah, an antenna farm. Yeah, I don't need an antenna farm. No, I got a little beam I put up there, Paul. I got a little beam that I put up. I did a bit of work on it. I don't got no coax on it yet, but I got a diamond up here right now. I got a diamond up for 2 and 440. A little beam here that runs 220, 440 and VHF, you know. Three band Yagi here that I usually use in the wintertime. But little beam and just a wire antenna. Pretty simple here. No antenna farm, Paul. No. I can put up a nice tower here. I got lots of room, you know. But you don't want those wires. I run an Alpha Delta. You look that up, Paul. It's an Alpha Delta DX L and B. Yeah, and that's from 6 meters to 160 meters, that antenna covers, and that works very well, over.
Yeah, I will look that up, Corey. Thank you. I'll check that out. Well, I haven't been on HF for a while because moved to a smaller place and much room for a farm, if you know what I mean. But I don't know. I always had good luck with dipoles and string the wire up left, right, east, west, north, south. Yeah, it's you can't experiment with radios much anymore, but you can always experiment with antennas.